Premiums are going up by an average of nearly 25% next year for the 38 states that use the Affordable Care Act's health insurance exchange. It will be even higher for people in Arizona. Until recently, that state was credited with having one of the most robust markets. But soon, the marketplace there will look a lot different, with fewer options and higher premiums. Will Stone of Here Now contributor KJZZ reports.
Sarah Dixon's no stranger to healthcare.gov.
Every year I've switched a plan, yeah. Because they weren't available.
Dixon's a graphic designer who's self-employed, living in Scottsdale. And this year's no different. Her policy is being canceled. And she's not enthused about the prospect of buying new insurance for the fourth time.
I've considered not having health care because it's too frustrating. But because I have a daughter, it's too irresponsible to not have coverage. And I'm usually the one that gets injured anyway, so I need it.
Instead, she'll try to get on her husband's group policy, even though it's costed much more in the past. This year, 120,000-plus people in Maricopa County, home to more than half of the state's population, and the Phoenix metro area, will lose their policies. That's because so many insurers have fled the marketplace. This time last year, there were 8 in the state. Now only 2 remain. And this turbulence has trickled down to consumers like Dixon.
There's no coordinated care, and you have to start over with a new doctor every time. And things are going to get missed, and they do get missed.
For example, her 4-year-old daughter has bounced around to different doctors, causing her to be late for her annual wellness exam.
These people played by the rules. They went to the doctors in the network, as they were told, and now the network's going away.
That's Bill Gould, who runs Black Gould & Associates, a Phoenix-based insurance agency. 4,000 of their individual policies are being canceled this year.
And then they find out that the rates are higher, the deductibles are higher, the coverage is less, and they don't have their doctor.
Premiums are climbing faster than before across the country. But Arizona's situation is especially pronounced. A 27-year-old could see a 116% hike for a benchmark plan, which is what the subsidies are based upon.
This time, next year, there will be less people covered by insurance than there is right now.
Gould says young people may just take the penalty for not having insurance. For a single person, that's nearly $700 or a fraction of your income. But proponents of the Affordable Care Act say those numbers don't tell the full story.
We don't believe that this is the failure of the exchange right now.
Marcus Johnson is with Vitalist Health Foundation, part of a coalition working in Arizona to enroll people.
Even if a health insurance plan is costing a little bit more, the subsidies, the payments that the general consumer will receive back from the government, are also going to increase.
Indeed, most consumers here qualify for the tax credit and will pay a monthly premium of $100 or less, according to federal numbers. And Johnson says while there's no competition among insurers on the exchange,
there are still health insurance plans, multiple plans, within each health insurance company in every single county.
The majority of counties have 5 plans available. The caveat, these are HMO policies with limited benefits out of network. Jerry Anderson runs Anderson Insurance Services and says, true, many people will not pay the full costs. But for those who do, it will be tough.
And we're talking middle class. You're just above the line where to qualify for subsidies, you're going to have to pay the full premium, and they simply can't afford it.
For example, a 40-year-old couple with 2 children would pay about $1,400 per month. The fluctuations in the marketplace have changed the way Anderson does business.
It used to be that most people would pick a plan and they would stay with it for years. And now, because of the dramatic changes every single year, everybody has to think on a 12-month basis.
But Kevin Griffiths with the Department of Health and Human Services says Arizona has been an outlier. Before this year, it actually had the lowest rates in all of the healthcare.gov system.
Now, I think what we're seeing is that the rates overall are catching up with the actual costs.
He expects more people who are currently not on the exchange will qualify for subsidies and come on board. And don't forget the big picture, he says. There are 410,000 more people insured in the state than before the Affordable Care Act. Even consumers like Sarah Dixon, who are frustrated, acknowledge that's a good thing.
But I had a fairly positive outlook on it, and it actually worked for me in the beginning.
The question, can it start working again for people like her, this open enrollment period? For Here and Now, I'm Will Stone in Phoenix.